Thank God for his blessings today. I would like to read from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 and verse 1. It came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let your nets down for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And they, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Launch out into the deep for a draught of fish. Master, we've toiled all night and we have nothing. Sometimes our efforts in life will leave us empty-handed. Our dreams will be broken. We will be disappointed in what life brings our way. But I want you to notice that when these fishermen obeyed Jesus, he exceeded their expectations to the point that they were so amazed that they were willing to leave that big catch behind, apparently, and follow the Lord. It says they forsook all and followed him. And then Simon Peter was so amazed, he said, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. He recognized his unworthiness, but you know what the Lord did? The Lord gave Simon Peter a promotion that was the biggest promotion he had ever had in life. Peter, you used to catch fish. I'm giving you a much more valuable catch, and that is to be a fisher of men. Jesus exceeded their expectations so much. And do you think that was the last time that the Lord ever exceeded their expectations? They followed him in his ministry. They witnessed the breaking of bread and fish to the multitudes. They witnessed Jesus walking on water. They witnessed the dead being raised, the blind being healed. So many things that Jesus did that they were able to witness. Was it worth leaving some fish behind? What about the best catch they'd ever had in their careers? Their ships, their nets, to leave all that behind to follow the Lord. See, the Lord God is a God of abundance. And when he gives abundantly. I'd like to read from Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. Malachi 3 and 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Is there any area in our lives that where we're coming short of giving God what we owe Him? Something to think about, isn't it? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. It's a pretty close expectation that we put our whole heart into serving God. When God says give, we give with our whole heart, whether it is our time, our love, our money, whatever it may be. When God is expecting something of us, that we put our whole heart, just like those fishermen that laid the nets, the fish, the boats, everything behind, and followed the Lord with their whole heart. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. You know what comes first in life? The service of God. That there may be meat in mine house, that you will pay attention to me and my worship. Do you remember the time that the prophet reproved the people, or maybe it was God through the prophet, because they lived in nice homes and the house of God was in disrepair? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. If we could open the windows of heaven today, what kind of blessings do you think there are waiting for every one of us? Is there any area in your life that is like a desert? There's a need there. There is a hunger there that this world is not satisfying. If we could just open up the windows of heaven this morning, do you believe there's enough blessing there that could come down and not only satisfy that need, but for it to be overflowing in your life? See if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Do you know that's the kind of God that God is? He is a God of abundance. He's a God that if there is a need, He can fill that need and then so many times more. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Pretty important that our crops don't fail in life, that we have food to eat. You know, the people of that day would offer offerings to the God of fertility, to the God of the crops, to the God of the river, the God of the land, all these gods in hopes that they would have enough to eat. But here is the promise of God. You bring to me what you owe me, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And I believe that applies to our lives today. That when we give God what we owe Him, He will pour out blessings that exceed our expectations. He will rebuke the devourer that is consuming life sustenance out of our lives. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. God will bless us beyond what we can even imagine if we pay our debts to God first. Psalms chapter 50. Psalms chapter 50 and verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee, for I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for sacrifices or thy burnt offering, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. We may get worried about a herd of 100 cows. But imagine a God that not only owns the cows on one hill, he owns the cows on 1,000. How many cows fit on one hill? And then multiply that around the world, and God still isn't impressed because he has even more than that. God is a God of abundance. So what do we need to do? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows. Pay God what you owe him. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he's going to be there for us. He's going to open the windows of heaven for us. John chapter 10 and verse 10, the teaching of Jesus. John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What does life more abundantly mean? Does that mean that we sin more or less every day? That we just can't help it? Does that mean that we are just barely getting by spiritually, that we are not adequately armed for the battle? That doesn't sound like abundant life to me. Jesus has come that we can have abundant life, that we can have victory in our souls, that we can overcome sin abundantly. Is God working abundantly in our lives today? Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1. Isaiah 59 and 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. The Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save. He's not so poor that he cannot, in an overwhelming way, exceed our expectation for every need in our lives. God is well capable. But there can be some hindrances between us and the windows of heaven opening in our lives. Between us and a protection against the devourer that comes in to destroy everything that's beautiful in our lives, those relationships, those treasures of life, spiritual treasures, God's arm of protection is not short, but our sins can get in the way between us and him working in our lives. I remember being on the streets of Los Angeles many years ago, and someone asked me for a quarter. So I fished in my pocket, and I pulled out a quarter, and I gave it to the person. That person was highly insulted. Well, that's what they asked for, a quarter. Our God is an abundant God. Are we asking enough of Him? If we have a vacancy in our hearts, if we have an area in our lives we've been struggling, Lord, can I have a quarter? No, He has unlimited wealth, unlimited spiritual wealth to supply our needs. God, help us. We'll say, Lord, open the windows of heaven. My heart is empty. It's dry. It's like a desert. Flood me, God, with the help we need. The song says, His grace is as free as the air we breathe. Are we taking advantage of that? Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. Romans 8 and 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, shall these things separate us from the love of Christ? These are the types of things that we fear. These are the types of things that come in life. And without God's help, we will succumb. But who shall separate us? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Why? Because we serve an abundant God. Because we serve an all-powerful God that will share all the power with us that we need in life. Jesus did not come to give us meager life, but He came to give us life and give it more abundantly. Do we have this vision of God, a God of abundance? This song has been on my heart lately. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares. He still hears. He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is about to change, but I'm glad I know one who always stays the same. And my song will ever be, Amazing God, You're still amazing me. God is amazing. What kind of vision do we have of God today? Do we see Him as this abundant God, this God that is waiting, ready to supply every need that we have? Israel defeated their enemies, the Syrians, just as the Lord had promised them. But the servants of the king of Syria told the king of Syria, their gods are the gods of the hills. Therefore they were stronger than we, but let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we will be stronger than they. So the Syrians came back to fight the Israelites again. And they came with a great multitude. And the Israelites had an army that was described as being like two little flocks of kids compared to this great multitude coming in. But they were serving an abundant God. And it said that the Israelites defeated the Syrians again, killing 100,000 soldiers in one day. Two little flocks of kids against this great multitude. That's the way God is. It doesn't matter how big the enemy is. It doesn't matter how dark the times are, how frightening the numbers are, the statistics, where our nation is headed. We have an abundant God that is able to make us more than conquerors in this life. It doesn't matter what all the young people are doing that are out in the world. You can live a victorious life in this present world. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto every man, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly when? In this present world. And we can do that because we serve an abundant God. What kind of vision do you have of God today? O Daniel, servant of the living God, whom thou servest continually, is thy God able to deliver thee from the lions? O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angels and hath shut the lions' mouths. Has God changed since that day? Is God able to shut the mouths of the lions for us today? The three Hebrew children, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. They had confidence in God, didn't they? See, king, our God is greater than that tall image that you raised up. Our God is greater than the fiery furnace that you have heated seven times the normal heat. Our God is greater than the fear, than the peer pressure that's being put on us. Our God is greater than you are, king. We serve an abundant God. The scripture says in Proverbs 1 and 10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If sinners start explaining to you, look at everything the world has to offer. We're having fun out here. Look at all the riches you can enjoy out in sin. Then our thought should be, my Father is so much richer than that. My Father has an abundance that you cannot even imagine. Let me tell you something. The life of a Christian is the most exciting, fulfilling life you can possibly have in this world. When you are young, when you are middle-aged, old, it is the most fulfilling life we can possibly have. So when sinners entice thee, just say, my Father is so much richer than your Father. As by the light of opening day, the stars are all concealed, so earthly pleasures fade away when Jesus is revealed. Because he is so much more abundant, rich, powerful, full of love, full of life, exciting. He is so much better than serving the other master. There's no comparison. Psalms chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. See, he's found something richer. He's found that pearl of great price, that treasure hid in the field for the joy thereof. He goes and sells all that he has so he can buy that field. See, my Father in heaven has an abundance of wealth. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Did you notice it didn't say he shall be like a tree planted by a puddle or a pond, but by rivers of water, to which there are no end, that will supply from season to season all the way through life. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, you want a prosperous life? Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now you have an option. You can serve an abundant God, Or you can be like verse 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Now that's quite a lifestyle, isn't it? Driven away by the wind. And the wind blows this way, you go that way. The wind blows the other way, you go that way. No rooting in life. Family relationships breaking up. Your dreams, your hopes, turning all into disappointments. Oh, but the man that taps into that wealth of the Heavenly Father will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Mark chapter 10. Mark 10 and 28, Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, and the gospel's. It's hard to leave these things, isn't it? We get attached to the things of this earth. But there is no man that hath left all these things, verse 30, but he shall receive, how much? 100-fold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. I want to tap into this abundance. I want eternal life. I want an exciting, fulfilling life in this world. And thank God we can have it as Christians. Amaziah, the king of Judah, gathered his army together to go to war. He had also hired 100,000 soldiers from the men of Israel, mighty men, to join him. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall for the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. The Lord doesn't need us to make an allegiance with people that are not following God to go and fight God's battles. But what about all this money I spent? 100,000 men, 100 talents. What about all that lost money? Notice what the prophet told him. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. What about the things that I have to give up? Lord, we forsook houses, we forsook lands, we forsook all these things. Lord, I have opportunities in life, I have my dreams. There are worldly pleasures to enjoy, Lord. The Lord is able to pay us so much more than all of those things. If we can just get a vision today of windows of heaven opening up into our lives and God pouring out a blessing that we're not able to contain. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus, in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. How big is your need today? Sometimes the problems we face in life seem overwhelming. Our spiritual needs sometimes, Lord, I cannot get out of this situation. How big is your need? He is able exceeding abundantly to answer above all of our expectations, above all that we can think or ask. It's like the Queen of Sheba, when she came to see the glory of Solomon, her report was, the half has not yet been told. How much more with the Lord? Any desert area in our lives, any spiritual need, any emotional need, any relationship need, anything that we have, the windows of heaven are waiting to open up, to pour into our lives. But our obligation is to fulfill to the Lord what we owe Him. May God bless us today.